throwing in the towel. As I walk through parenting and parenting teenagers, I realize more and more the depth of God's love for me. There are days when I've lost all the patience I have, am exhausted beyond belief, and cannot bring myself to say one more time the words that I feel like I've repeated daily. More times than I can count, I've thrown up my hands and walked away from conversations because instead of talking to a sponge ready to soak up all the wisdom I have from my old age, I feel as though I'm speaking to a wall made of pure cement. If my words were visible, tangible objects, I'd be playing a game of dodgeball with them as they bounce off my stubborn, unwilling-to-listen children's ears and fly into the abyss. But then, like the heaping slice of humble pie I deserve, I'm reminded of God's patience and mercy towards me. His oftentimes stubborn and unwilling to listen child who thinks she knows better in her old age. I'm so grateful that in all the times I've tried to take things into my own hands, he's never once thrown in the towel and said, forget it. Just as Jesus shared the words of the lost son and lost sheep in Luke 15 as an example to the sinners and tax collectors around him, let's not forget God's love for us is even greater than the Father's love for His Son, and that His patience is even greater than the shepherd's for His sheep. Just as a father celebrates the return of his son, so God celebrates when we humble ourselves and turn back to Him. And yes, even when we wander down our own path, God is there to guide us home, to welcome us back into the flock with grace and forgiveness. As I'm reminded of God's faithful, unwavering, immense love for me, I'm strengthened and encouraged to better love those around me, even my sometimes stubborn and unwilling to listen teenagers.